Once you make it back around to the Times Square facing side of the Marriott Marquis, you will probably find that it is packed with people. Times Square is one of the most popular tourist destinations in New York City. Because it's packed with tourists at most hours, Times Square is also popular with scammers, frauds, and tricksters who will try almost anything to separate tourists from their money. There are counterfeit goods for sale, as well as fraudulent show tickets and passes to some of the most suspect comedy shows in town. Times Square is also host to many topless women and costumed characters who pose for photos in the hopes of receiving tips. But there's also the famous naked cowboy, dressed only in tidy whities and carrying guitar. Robert John Burke struts his stuff while playing country tunes and posing for photos with passerbys. The naked cowboy gladly accepts gratuities, but unlike his aggressive neighbors, Burke simply relies on the word tips, written on his boots and on the kindness of visitors from all over the world. Besides crowds, one of the things you are sure to see in Times Square is billboards. The advertising billboards that surround Times Square are called spectaculars, and they comprise some of the most expensive outdoor advertising spaces on the planet. They raise approximately $23 million per year in revenue, with the average cost per spectacular of around $1.1 million to $4 million a year. It's actually quite a bargain, considering that advertising during the Super Bowl costs up to $3.8 million for just 30 seconds. All of those spectaculars consume about 161 megawatts. That's enough to power 161,000 average U.S. homes, and it's three times the power used by all of Sierra Leone and twice the electricity used to power all the casinos in Las Vegas. But the most spectacular of the spectaculars should be right here where you're standing now. And that's going to be on Broadway from West 45th Street to West 46th Street. This was opened in late 2014. It's a massive billboard spanning the entire block between West 45th and West 46th. It stands 8 stories tall and is nearly as long as a football field. It is also a higher resolution than any television on the market. If you walk the full length of the spectacular there in Times Square, you'll find yourself at 46th Street in Times Square. So this area to the north of here is referred to as Duffy Square. And if you walk up here, you will notice the red steps ahead, the iconic red steps, but also a statue of a man. So I want to tell you a little bit about this area, where the name comes from, and who the people in these statues are. Two of America's favorite Irish Americans stand right over the TKTS ticket booth, right there in the heart of Times Square. So this area, I said, was called Duffy Square. Father Duffy was an Irish chaplain and a military hero. He was a part of New York City's all-Irish 69th Regiment, the Fighting Irish, in the Spanish-American War and in World War I. He was the local priest here in the neighborhood, back when it was a heavily Irish immigrant working-class area. And he was one of the few Catholic priests willing to give the sacrament to actors and theater people working right here in the district. Theater people were long considered to be as low as prostitutes or criminals in the late 19th century society. The other statue of a man is the George M. Cohen statue, so he stands just to the south of Father Duffy. George M. Cohen was immortalized by Jimmy Cagney in the film Yankee Doodle Dandy. He was the first major Broadway star, but he was also an actor, a songwriter, a playwright, a producer. He wrote standards like Give My Regards to Broadway and You're a Grand Old Flag and dozens of other American classics. He is the only musical theater actor to ever be honored with a statue in New York City. Right on the edge of Duffy Square, at the corner of West 47th Street and 7th Avenue, stands the Palace Theater. When the Palace Theater opened in 1913, it was the most famous vaudeville theater in the United States. Every performer dreamed of playing the Palace. If you landed a gig here, you could say you finally made it. The Who's Who list of celebrities who have performed on the Palace stage include legends like Ethel Barrymore, Harry Houdini, Will Rogers, Ethel Merman, Judy Garland, Shirley MacLaine, and Diana Ross. In the late 1980s, a 45-story double-tree hotel tower was built above the theater, and now the theater facade is practically invisible behind an enormous wall of billboards. Only the marquee is visible. From the Palace Theater, turn around and head back to the south end of Duffy Square to 46th Street. Turn right and cross over to walk west down 46th Street, heading for the Lunt Fontaine Theater.